we're looking back on July 24, the day that Marvin the Martian arrived, debuting in a Bugs Bunny cartoon on this day in 1948.
After 2,000 years of work, the Illudium Q-36 explosive space modulator.
In 1958, Cliff Richard recorded his debut single, Move It. Harry Webb had chosen the name Cliff to go with rock, and Richard after superstar Little Richard. He recorded this with the Drifters.
Come on, pretty baby, let's move it and groove it.
And it was on July 24, 1984, that Split Enz announced they were splitting. Here's Neil Finn.
It's great to have a definite direction for a while. The last year and a half has been a bit vague one way or another. We've had a lot of time off, a lot of time sitting around wondering what we're doing.
July 24 birthdays, Victor Kyriakos is 87. You remember Victor on Days of Our Lives? Real name John Aniston, famous for that role. Oh, and being Jennifer Aniston's dad.
One more thing. Even though I'm not your father, I did manage to find your biological mother.
Michael Richards turned 71. He was in a number of movies before making it big playing Kramer on Seinfeld.
It's for Hildy, the waitress I was telling you about. She's hungry. She wants food.
Wonder Woman is 69 today. There's only one Wonder Woman. Former Miss World USA 1973, Linda Carter.
I will make you proud of me. And a Wonder Woman.
Trailblazing Aussie basketball great Andrew Gaze turns 55, arguably our greatest ever player.
It helps to fly the flag to say we're not going to tolerate that. We're not going to put up with that.
Happy birthday to singer and actress Jennifer Lopez. Celebrates her 51st today. The actress Rose Byrne turns 41, starred in a Star Wars prequel, a couple of X-Men movies, and Troy.
I am. I'm from Australia. Sydney, Australia.
And Bindi Irwin is 22. The daughter of conservationist Steve and Terry has grown up before our very eyes.
Married in the kind of right now. Yeah, that's years and years away. Okay. I think you feel the same.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of comedy legend Peter Sellers. He died aged 54 on this day in 1980.
The owner was once taken on very badly by a theatre. He said, no, don't bother to go into it. No, it's all right, no.
Remembering Peter Sellers on July 24.